Up ahead, I could hear Wallace carrying on. "Dang kids, tried to tell the boy, stubborn mule-headed, never amount to bird hockey." It was quite a procession, two waddling buzzards and one jake-legged dog. As we walked along, Junior told me about Madam Moonshine. Said she was a burrowing owl, used to live in a prairie dog town, which is where you find most burrowing owls, don't you see? Only the prairie dogs ran her out of town because she had a witchy kind of power. Sounded pretty strange to me. We picked our way through the willows until at last we came to a rocky ledge on the south bank of the creek. Wallace stopped and pointed to a cave.
"There it is. This is as far as we go. She's in there somewhere."
I turned to Junior. "You sure this is the right thing to do?"
"I bet she can fix you."
"Well, thanks again." I started up the ledge. When I went past the old man, he curled his lip at me.
"Good luck, and watch out for the snakes."
"Huh?"
"Rattlesnakes. Dozens of them. Places crawling with them. And say, if you get bit, try to make it outside the cave before you die, would you? I'd like for something to come of this friendship."
I tried to think of a brilliant reply, something slashing and witty that would really put the old bird in his place. Sometimes I can come up with brilliant replies, and sometimes I can't. This time I couldn't. I headed for the cave, feeling just a little shaky about them snakes, not to mention the witch. I'd never met a witch before.